spot with the probably juror selection day, the way it looks like out there. We start with public comment. Before I open it to the public, I know Josh has some information to provide to the commission.
Good morning. Josh Thomas with Delta. I actually want to allow my colleague here to introduce himself as well.
Hi, I'm Jared Kaufman.
Sorry, I wanted to introduce you guys to Jared this morning because he's going to be helping me over the next couple months with some of the comp plan chapter, the mobility chapter, and he's probably going to attend the public meetings with us as well. So I just wanted to make sure you guys get the chance to meet him. Just want to take 2 minutes real quick and let you know that I'm going to be delivering an outline for the mobility chapter in hard copy and then an electronic copy when I get back to the office. So, you know, you asked us to be creative, and we've been really working really hard to make sure that that the writing flows and follows a really good outline. So we've really been, you know, making sure that the outline is what you've asked us to deliver, and in the sense that, you know, we're really talking about, you know, what are the high-level challenges that got us to where we are today, and what are the solutions that, you know, working together, we can hopefully, you know, have a better future out of that. So as I said, I'm going to be delivering the outline to you. If there's anything that, you know, doesn't seem like we've discussed, certainly let us know, and we'll make an adjustment to that as we write. Also, I'm going to be delivering that first section, which is called Partnerships for Mobility. And this is brand new. It's hot off the press. But that way you have a chunk to read to make sure that it's that we're capturing, you know, what you've asked us to do. So I'm going to go ahead and give you that. And then, and just as a quick status update, we're working on making sure that we have good maps and figures and have a good list of those that are going to support the plan. So you'll see some placeholders in here, and Jared's helping me out with that. We're working on making sure we have all that data that we need. And we're going to be tackling the high-level challenges. That writing's going on this week. So I just wanted to give you a quick status update, and I can go ahead and give these hard copies to Janelle, and we'll give them to you, and I'll send you electronic copies.
If you would, Josh, that would be great. And do you have a kind of a target date to have the whole chapter done? Or what's in your mind?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to commit. All I can say is that we're writing now. I mean, obviously, I know that a lot of the chapters are coming together in the next month, right? I mean, I know that it's all coming together. So all I can say is that obviously I'll be here at every workshop, and I can try to give you an update on where we are. And as we get some of the higher level sections in the outline done, we'll be delivering them to you. But I want to be careful that we don't kind of rush the work, because we want to deliver you a good quality product.
Well, so hopefully you know the subject matter well enough to get it through the horse's barn, right? Get out the door.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're cranking on it. Okay. And you know, I think we have another one next week, so I'll try to give you an update where we are.
The sooner the better. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anyone like to speak? It's a comment period to 11:30. Anyone want to speak on any of the issues we have today, or any issue relating to the comp plan in general? Yes, sir. What? The gentleman behind you was up first. Okay, trade around. We're flexible here. Janelle, do you have a couple slides?
Yeah, I just finally found the page.
While they're doing that, she's putting together the two things. I'll slide them down from Delta.
Sure. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to sign this.
You
sign
can, and we need your rent, your name, and if you're representing a group of some kind.
Yeah, sure. My name is Chris Khalil, and I'm representing Stafford Street Capital. I've got Dave Kenton as a consultant on the project with us. Go ahead. Just let me fill out the name here while you guys get the slides ready.
Get electronically. It should have been together just on that while you're passing it down. It should have been the outline on top and then the draft.
Oops, I've got two outlines.
This just has to do with mobility from the last one. You're good. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Go forth then.
Yes, sir. Go
so
ahead.
I want to speak to the. We acquire the contractual rights.
Got an extra one.
To develop Rainham Farm. Yeah. here on the corner of 16 and 1, where it says site. So you've got 118 acres of farmland. And so I'm here today to get on record and talk about, you know, reasons why we feel like we want to get in the 2018 comp plan as a commercial zoning district. So number one, I think everybody is aware that this was taken off the DelDOT website. And so DelDOT has designed, and from what they've asserted, they funded $20 million overpass. That's going to go and ease the flow of traffic from the north and the west down to the beaches. So you've got $20 million being put in by a state agency, which I believe would be incompatible with the level four, which that land currently is. You've got a daily traffic count of probably 70,000 cars coming down Route 1, when you've got about a mile of frontage along Brittingham Farm from 16 further south. You also have Woodfield Preserve, which is going, a development that's going in behind the Rookery Golf Course. So you've got Artesian, Water and Sewer, who's going to be bringing those utilities to the Woodfield Preserve project. And so Water and Sewer will be available at the Brittingham Farm, if that ever is to be developed. So a couple other ancillary things is in terms of, you know, the environment, there's no, from what we know, there's no, you know, nature conservatories adjacent to the property, like the Great Marsh that you had the issue with down in Overbrook. You don't have any large developments next to our property. So there's a host of reasons why we want to get in front of you guys to, you know, request and talk about getting in the comp plan as a zoning, as a business and commercial district.
You realize we have a process for a request for change in zones, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Robinson, do you wish to comment, you know, how, you know, pertinent this is to our general discussion on the comp plan, or this is in order, or?
I mean, so I noticed that when you mentioned, you know, that you're looking for a change in zone. That per se is not something we should be considering on a specific parcel of land, because that, you know, we can't really weigh in on that positively or negatively because it's not been an application. It'd probably be inappropriate to prejudge it. However, in terms of the comp plan, you know, if you're looking at that being a development area or growth area, or, you know, or something that would perhaps permit commercial zoning, you know, I think that's probably an important consideration. I also, you know, this is more for the commission. You know, certainly parcels make up larger areas, but I would just caution the commission against going like on drilling down to a parcel by parcel review. You know, I think like, so if this area is appropriate for a grow zone, then it, you know, because of the intersection, and it may be that it is, you should say, all right, it's not this parcel, but this entire area is appropriate for it.
So maybe the entire intersection.
Yeah, you know, and some, you know,
well, I think
radius,
I think
out
it,
from
it,
that.
It, in terms of the comp plan, and I appreciate you guys coming out and coming to a public meeting and putting your comments on the record, and I think some of it might be semantics. I think what I'm hearing you suggest to us is that this area could be an area that the comp plan might consider to be a growth zone.
That's right.
And I think it makes some sense if that's where the state is planning highway improvements and so on. It certainly has, you know, certainly there's some logic to that. Later on, of course, and in a different forum and format, still in front of this group, at some point, I'm sure there will be some application that directly affects your this particular parcel, but I and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I would ask you that in the form of a question, I guess, is that the message you're trying to deliver today, is that you just feel because of the improvements that are anticipated and so on that this area might be considered a growth area?
That's right, that's the message. Yeah, okay. Future to get on there and highlight as a future growth area, right? Whether it's
okay.
That corner, whether it stretches down 16 towards the west more, or down Route 1 down towards the south.
Well, I appreciate you being here to share that with us. It's important to be involved in the process, and I heard you. And I think I think the rest of them did too.
All right, so we're on the record, right?
Okay.
Yep. Yep. You are. You absolutely are on the record, and that's exactly where you want to be. So,
thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Is there anything you want to add, Mr. Kenton?
No.
Yes, sir. You were up next. I'm sorry.
I'm supporting the situation because I think Broadkill Beach is going to, I'm a realtor, as most of you know.
Just for the voice, just say your name.
Give your name, please.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Dave Kenton from Ocean Atlantic Realty. I just think that the Broadkill area is going to grow. You know, they just picked up $28 million worth of sand, and D.R. Horton's going out there on the Woodfield Preserve. And you got the message that we're trying to get. We don't think that there's very, very much room left on Route 9 and Route 26 for commercial expansion, and Route 1 is the only place. And then when we saw the overpass was going there and the sewer and water was going there, we thought it was a good place. But I think also that we've got to go through the PLUS program with Dover somehow to get the designation changed from level 4 to level 2. So we're going to be working on that, and we appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Sorry.
Morning, everybody. My name is Tom Aide. I'm with Green Street Housing out of Salisbury, Maryland. I'm a private for-profit affordable housing developer. Majority of my focus is in Delaware and primarily Sussex County. We've got a couple of projects that we've done low-income housing tax credits on for preservation in Seaford, and we're working right now on a what we call a preservation, or I mean conversion, in Millsboro, known as Hall's Heritage, to converting that into affordable housing. I just want to go out there and advocate for anything that can, any kind of financial benefits, process benefits that can be geared towards affordable housing in general without really any differentiation between for-profit and non-profit. We understand there's tremendous need in Sussex County, especially in the eastern part of Sussex County, and we have really dedicated a lot of resources over the years to finding land to build new, and it's cutthroat out there with the competition for other uses. So I'd just like to, I know you guys probably already heard it already, but anything you can do to support new construction of affordable housing would really help. Second to that, we also focus a lot on preservation, and I want to just also advocate for any resources or support that can go towards preservation of existing affordable housing.
Question for you: could you talk a little bit more in specifics? Maybe pick an example of a project and tell us exactly what it is you do and what is it that you need us to do to help you.
Sure. So to differentiate, we find ourselves in Sussex County with a lower base area median income. So we find ourselves at a lower income bracket, serving lower income folks and having lower opportunities for revenue as compared with other parts of the state. Let me take one step back. So some examples of projects that I do. We own Seaford Apartments in Seaford, Greenside Manor in Seaford, Hollybrook Apartments in Laurel, Hall's Heritage, which is being renamed and rebranded as the Village at Iron Branch in Millsboro. Those are among some of the projects that we have preserved using low-income housing tax credits. And when I say preserve with low-income housing tax credits, what I should say is that we are acquiring these aging assets from existing owners, and we're recapitalizing using the low-income housing tax credit and infusing massive renovations into these projects. Therefore, also making a myriad of commitments to the agency to get the tax credits and preserve long-term affordability. Oftentimes, there's subsidies from USDA with these properties that are eligible for repayment to take out of the program. This really kind of, sets that flag that we're preserving this, and we intend to keep this as affordable housing for a long-term commitment. So that's an example of some existing projects. But we find ourselves to build affordable housing in quite the competition throughout the state, oftentimes head-to-head against projects from up north that come with a higher, I'd say they come with, but inherently there's more revenues available because the incomes are higher in the northern part of the state. The Delaware State Housing Authority doesn't differentiate, you know, one county or area of the state versus the other in the way that they allocate credits. So we find ourselves at a shortfall in revenues to support. We also don't have access to the same level of CDBG money that is going around in the northern part of the state. So, you know, with those things, we find ourselves in a shortfall from a revenue standpoint, and we look to, well, how do we bridge the gap without having revenue? We look at our expenses. Unfortunately, and affordable housing is inherently expensive to operate, and we're in the rural parts of the state, we're building smaller properties at that. So when we look at revenues that we can control, we have property taxes that we could perhaps seek abatement on or pilots on to levelize, reduce, you know, bridge gap of where we would otherwise have revenue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone else like to speak public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on. Alexis?